Maestro, begin. The Florida Orchestra's 2025-2026 season is underway, and there has been so much going on so far in September. Cynthia Riva was with the Florida Orchestra, Amadeus Live, a film concert, and Morgan Freeman's Symphonic Blues Experience was September 25th, and Jaws in Concert September 27th and 28th. And if you haven't realized already that the Florida Orchestra has something for everyone, and we are so pleased to give you a preview of what's going on, and we hope to have Chelsea Gallo and some of the other artists back in studio. We encourage you to tune in on Mondays for Victor Hull's classical scene. He's also the principal cellist with the Florida Orchestra based here in St. Petersburg. Michael Francis is the music director, and Chelsea Gallo is the resident conductor. And there's so much going on. The history of the Florida Orchestra is to enrich the life of the Tampa Bay area as it inspires, entertains, and educates a wide and diverse audience with a unique experience of live symphonic music, ensuring that future generations will continue to enjoy the legacy that so magnificently celebrates the human spirit. The Florida Orchestra's history is steeped in orchestral tradition from both sides of Tampa Bay. In the 30s, Tampa already had a strong orchestra scene with the WPA Orchestra. And by the mid-40s, the Tampa Symphony Orchestra was born, although it would be renamed the Tampa Philharmonic in 59. Similarly, across the bay in St. Pete, community and city orchestras had already formed by the mid to late 40s. And in the 50s, members of the Carino Music Club formed the St. Petersburg Symphony. Talks of the two orchestras merging began to surface in 64, and principal among those were the conductors of the Tampa Philharmonic and St. Petersburg Symphony. So on November 23, 1966, representatives of both traveled together, where they married the two institutions in a symbolic union and became the Florida Gulf Coast Symphony. It was really incredible, you know, that this would happen. So there were a lot of changes in 88 and 89, and the Florida Orchestra made musical history as the first symphony orchestra to ever be invited to perform at a Super Bowl, so that was really exciting. And in May of 2002, a new music director came on, and in summer 2012, Stefan Sanderling's departure was announced, and in June 2014, the Florida Orchestra announced Michael Francis as the newest music director. There have been so many successes, so many seasons. The Florida Orchestra launched a multi-year cultural exchange in 2011 with the Cuban Institute of Music. The orchestra had partnerships, including a collaboration with the Tampa Bay Lightnings to produce the team's theme song, Be the Thunder. And another exciting accomplishment was the release of a CD in the fall of 2012. And what goes on, and I encourage you to look at, we'll have a link to the Florida Orchestra history page. The Florida Orchestra today performs nearly 100 concerts annually in the Tri-City area of Tampa, Clearwater, and St. Pete. And that concert series includes masterworks, pops, matinees, rock concerts, free pops in the park concerts, and educational youth concerts. And so, usually at the Straws, at the Ruth Eckert Hall and the Mahaffey, on both sides of the bay, and then also at other locations. So let's get down to October. On October 2nd, Ensign and Alpine Symphony. On October 3rd and 5th, Strauss and Alpine Symphony. The Roaring Twenties, October 8th and 9th. The Raymond James Pops, Summer Breeze, Yacht Rock Classics. On October 18th and 19th, Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto. A free, oh, that's so exciting, Raymond James Pops in the Park, Vinoy Park, October 25th. A family concert, Haunted Halls, in celebration of Halloween on October 26th. November 25 brings Raymond James Pops, Troupe Vertigo, on November 1, November 7th and 8th, Beethoven and Bernstein, and a little night music for the wonderful morning matinees where the buses pour into the Mahaffey and other locations. I love those. There's so much excitement. So that's November 12th and 13th. Here's one you won't want to miss, my little disco queens. Raymond James Pops, Disco Inferno, a 70s celebration, November 15th. And on November 23rd, Mozart and Handel. And then the holiday time, there's so much going on. December 2025, Handel's Messiah, December 5th and 6th. a December 6th holiday brass, and the holiday pops December 19th through the 21st. And that is just 2025. I'm going to give you some of the highlights of 2026 in addition to the traditional classical, never done in a traditional way. The Billy Joel songbook will be coming to the Raymond James Pops January 16th and 17th. Love and Destiny in the morning matinees, just in time for Valentine's Day, February 11th and 12th. For those of you who love Broadway, The Envelope Please, February 14th. And OMG, this year's gala benefit concert. Yes, an evening with Audra McDonald, February 28th. Folks, I encourage you to go to floridaorchestra.org and get those tickets now. This is sure to sell out. Some other cute things that are going on. There's a Femme Fatale morning matinee in April 15th and 16th. And Bugs Bunny comes to the symphony. I can't wait for that with the grandkids, Raymond James Pops. Four Seasons of Buenos Aires and Beyond on April 24th and 26th. Symphony by the Sea, a free community concert, May 8th. Another Raymond James Pops in the Park, this time in Tampa, Julian B. Lane Riverfront on May 10th. And then American 250, Rhapsody in Blue, May 22nd and 23rd. And in June, June 7th, Defying Gravity, the music of Stephen Schwartz and friends. I have loved classical music. I've loved orchestras. I loved Leonard Bernstein. But the Florida Orchestra, the 25-26 season has something for everybody. And one of the things that I like is there's a Sing Out Tampa Bay, a one night, one voice, one unforgettable experience. It's led by music director Michael Francis. And the date and the venue is going to be announced, but it is a chance. Whether you're a seasoned vocalist or you just like to belt it out in the car, it's your chance to raise your voice. If you look through the brochure, and you can get those. They're just wonderful. The art, the guest artists coming, you get a real taste of the community. Opera Tampa is also in partnership with Florida Orchestra, and they will be doing the Turn of the Screw, Ghosts of Victorian England, Come Out to Spook You, November 21 and 23rd. Oh My God, Stephen King, The Shining, January 30th and February 1st, Macbeth with Chelsea Gallo conducting, April 24th and 26th, and The Magic Flute with Michael Francis conducting, 2026, February 27th through March 1st. You can stay engaged with Florida Orchestra at the Florida Orchestra at Facebook. You can sign up for the newsletters and emails at floridaorchestra.org and visit the website. There's so much going on. And then, of course, when you're at the Mahaffey, you can actually have dinner at the Sonata restaurant. So for Radio St. Pete, I'm your host, Annette Weiser, and this is your preview of the Florida Orchestra 25-26 season.